What's up? Happy Tank Win Monday.
Are you in a good mood?
That's all we can go for. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in. I'm a little sleepy, to be honest.
It's Packers week.
But it's Packer week.
Freaking go.
I stayed up watching that Packer game last night. Jordan Love coming in.
I'm not going to allow you to be sleepy and or tired in the middle of this amazing tank and those sweet shoes that you're wearing. You are ready. We are here to dominate this Monday Bears conversation, baby.
And we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook.
Thank you. Thank you, DraftKings. We
love
you.
Download the app. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Wow, I already saw one comment that triggered me.
Which one are you triggered by?
Is Mubs Greg Braggs' like burner account?
No, Mubs is my guy.
We done riding the Montgomery train yet? Time to let him walk at the end of the season.
Mubs.
Do people not watch football?
Mubs is just trolling. He's just trolling.
Okay, so
he's just
that's what I'm saying. Is it Braggs' burner account?
Could be a Braggs burner. We have a tribute to Braggs on the show today. Are you aware? You aware of what it is?
Is he okay? Why do we have a tribute to him?
Well, because we love him.
Okay.
That's all. I hope he's okay. I haven't talked to him today. But rise and shine, Greg Braggs. You are the winner of leaving something here as per always. Cyber Monday, by the way. Yes, you can see it. 50% off. I bought 3 shirts and a hoodie today.
You took advantage of Cyber Monday.
I went nuts. Yeah. I had 2 shirts and a hoodie in there. I'm like, you know what? Going for one more. Got the Bulls shirt too.
I did a lot of shopping.
I spent way too much money yesterday on CHGO clothes. Yeah.
I give all my salary back to CHGO buying the merchandise. I'm the best employee here. I don't make a cent.
You know, that's probably about right, though.
Yeah, you know, hey, as long as I look good, feel good, that's all that matters. Money, what is it to somebody of my ilk? I could live on the street as long as I get to talk to you on this platform. Let's go.
You do look good.
You're
not wearing CHGO merch as was requested.
I wore
by management.
I did. It was requested yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Monday.
And Monday was on there.
That's also did Carm get a loaf this morning or not?
Oh yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a typical Monday.
Did not make the 8:30 Zoom call.
It's really unfortunate because I was in the office and I was looking all over for the link and.
It was right there,
and I didn't see it. It was like 4 up in the Slack channel. And so when I got the, I was like going to yell at you, like, there you go. Thank you for representing Lawrence and you, Adam Hogue. Both look good. I apologize.
Lawrence has
a love for me.
I even got a shirt.
I like the Skyline one. It's a good one. Yeah, you guys, hey.
Big Bulls game tonight. Lori Marketing getting revenge.
Oh, God. Oh, don't even. I mean, it's unreal. I thought we were back. 2 big wins, and then you go to Oklahoma City and get beat by the
Thunder. Come on.
What are we doing?
Come on. There's no easy wins for the Bulls this year. And those were 2 great wins over the Celtics and the Bucks. What's up?
I was going to say, Hawk Love, I see your comment about Luke Fickell. Let's save that for later in the show. We're obviously not going to leave that, but I have some thoughts on that. We can talk about that at the end.
And just before we forget, this dude, Greg Braggs, never comes here and forgets to leave something. This was yesterday. This is his water bottle with his green.
Not water.
And I don't know what's in this.
I was wondering why that was sitting there. So we're leaving it there to show him that it's there?
Yes, it's where we're thinking of him. Tribute.
Is that Ecto Cooler?
It looks like urine. It's probably not.
Did anyone get my reference? A little high C.
We don't have to leave it there.
Leave it there.
Let's leave it there. That's for you, buddy.
We should have a permanent graphic up the whole show that circles that and says this is Greg Braggs.
Dude, he leaves a phone charger, his water bottle.
he says give that back.
It's here for you, buddy. Whenever you get back
No one took it. You left it there.
I mean, I might have done something to the water bottle that you would not want to drink. No, I would never do that. It's going to be we'll even clean it for you when you get back here, buddy. I'll do a nice salad.
I'm not doing that.
I'll do that.
No chance I'm cleaning his stuff for him. All right, let's jump in. 50% off Cyber Monday, and if you're a diehard, an additional 20% off all the merch, so make sure you go sign up, check it out. Interesting newsletter this morning from Kevin Kaduk on the possible Bears draft. outcomes, which we're going to get into here in a little bit. And we should say, we should mention that it is a tailgate week. Bears are back home. It is Packer week, and we will be out there, rain, shine, heat, cold, whatever it's going to be. We're out there.
Heat. I don't think heat's in the
cards. It's going to be 36 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. My college roommate and his family, they're texting me this morning. They're coming. He's going for the full parking situation, which is a great look. And
we're talking about the tailgate, by the way.
We're talking about the tailgate, yes. So you want to meet the old Tim Skratsky. He's going to be there. Dude lives in East Lansing right now. He's coming down for Bears Packers. He's like, look, I don't know how long they're going to be at Soldier Field. I got to do this one before I can't do it. So we're coming. How about this tailgate?
Can still be tailgates in Arlington Heights.
But he wants to do it at Soldier Field because this is where they should be. Have I mentioned that to you before?
No, you have not. That's a new take.
Have you ever said that I prefer them in the city?
Please come out Sunday. We will see you there. It all starts at 8:30. There are parking packages available. Go to allchgo.com to get those tickets. Add the parking if you need it. It's a really good deal. It's the best tailgate deal you're going to get in the city on a Bears game day. So please come out, check it out. Thanks to Green Ridge Farm, Liquid Death, Goose Island, all our awesome sponsors as we get going on what is Packer Week. And we got to start to look at this quarterback situation. Justin Fields, is he coming back? Should he come back? But now you're watching the Packer game last night, if you did. You're seeing Aaron Rodgers. Last year was his pinky toe, his poor little pinky toe. This time he has a legitimate broken thumb. It's hard to throw a ball with a broken thumb. And then.
Yeah, he got the Trevor Siemian treatment.
He oblique, but it seemed like it was more than that. He said he was worried his lung was punctured, which.
That's not good.
I didn't know you could get a punctured lung from an oblique. Probably means his ribs are broken, but I don't know. The test came back fine. He said he was just in pain. It opens the door to Jordan Love is the point. And these quarterback situations are so different. There's the will they play, but also the should they play. And I got pretty strong thoughts on this Packer situation. Should play Jordan Love.
Yes, they should.
Your season's over.
Right.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers had a weird comment too after the game about like, well, until we're mathematically eliminated, I want to play.
Uh-huh. I get it.
Okay, but you're the starting quarterback. Shouldn't you play no matter what?
Yeah.
Or shouldn't you want to play no matter what is what I should say?
Well, I think he's trying to be moderately understanding that I don't get to play because we're out of it, and eventually the future's got to be addressed here, even though.
But if you're another, I guess my point is if you're another player in that locker room, you're like, wait a minute.
You get to sit out when we're done.
Can I not play if we're mathematically eliminated?
I don't think they think about it that way, but he's not the most popular guy up there this year, or maybe, I don't know, any year. Listen, it'll be advantage Bears if Justin Fields is your starting quarterback, even if it's Trevor Siemian against Jordan Love.
Settle down.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They are, regardless.
It's a coin flip at this point.
Jordan Love is facing the Bears defense, though, should I remind you. Did anyone see the Mike White Love last night? I mean, this guy's going to the Hall of Fame based on the coverage. I'm like, and can anybody nationally that's doing a story on Mike White name a single player that was in the Bears secondary by the end of the game?
No, but they can
look. And maybe they'll get Jalen Johnson, but beyond that, name one.
Yeah, you're asking for a more boring, detailed take versus the dude had a quarterback rating of 150 and he looked like God and he's in New York and it adds to the story that Zach Wilson sucks and let's pile on that and create a story about Mike White and the Jets and perhaps they can win the Super Bowl with Mike White. That's way more fun.
But just imagine what Green Bay is going to be like next week after Jordan Love does that.
Right, he's going to the Hall of Fame too. So what do you get to go against this Bears defense right now? Do you realize that the stats are just painful to look at? Do you know that Dominic Robinson has not touched a quarterback since week one?
He hasn't touched him?
Well, maybe he touched him after the play when he got that penalty, but he has not sacked anybody. He has not registered a quarterback hit since week one. By the way, he's being double-teamed because they don't. They said, "Well, we might as well just double team this guy, even though he's not doing anything because there's nobody else." You realize that
I don't think anybody's getting double teamed. There's no reason to double team anybody.
I'm not saying he gets double teamed every play, but there are instances where when I'm watching back the tape that he is getting double teamed. And Armon Watts, the first sack since I think it was week 6 when El Kadeen Muhammad got to the quarterback, which nobody remembers. But some
is El Kadeen Muhammad still on the team?
He's on there, baby. I saw him run into some offensive linemen yesterday. I mean, it's a bad defense.
Well, we were having a conversation.
You know who leads the Bears defense in tackles, by the way?
Who leads the Bears defense?
Jack Hammer Sand.
Not
God.
Yet. Not quite yet.
Will soon.
He will by Roquan. The end of the year.
It's going to be Roquan.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's been gone.
Oh, he still leads the team in tackles. He was leading the NFL in tackles, by the way.
He's been gone for 4 games. That's still.
I know, I'm just saying, but he was leading the NFL in tackles when he left.
I understand.
Yeah, he had a pretty good head start on Sand God.
You're right, he's got a head start on Sand God because Sand God wasn't
playing. Am I the one who's mad that we didn't get to see Sanborn play next to Roquan?
That is an interesting one. How would they have looked together?
Good. Better than Nicholas Morrow looked with him.
So if you, like, there's a lot of people out there that want Alan Williams fired, which I'm not one of those people. But if you wanted to make an argument against Alan Williams, how did you not look at this linebacker crew that the Bears have and not figure out that Sanborn should be on the field immediately? That's a bad job.
Yeah.
Come on.
There was a, it shouldn't have taken, he should have at least been in the Sam linebacker spot earlier in the season.
Right. On the field. Somewhere, period. But
which leads us to a kind of a different discussion because the issue there was they also brought Matt Adams from Indy. They like Matt Adams. Coaching staff trusts Matt Adams, plays Matt Adams. And then...
Yeah.
But it gets to the point that we're going to talk about here on the show today, which is like there's been more than a handful of times this season where you're like, why are they playing this veteran over this young developmental rookie who should be on the field to see what he can do? That would be one example earlier in the season. Should Sanborn have been on the field earlier?
And if we rewind back to training camp/minicamp, they made a point of that. Remember when they put Jalen Johnson onto the second team? We're not doing this by the history of the player. Or what's the name on the back of the jersey. We're just doing it by the number, by what they're seeing. Okay. I don't necessarily agree. The back of the bubble gum card is worth something in the NFL. Like, I don't think you need to evaluate Jalen Johnson on day one of minicamp the same as an undrafted rookie. That'd be ridiculous. But if you are doing that, it kind of makes you wonder, like, did Sanborn just get that much better every single day to the point that he finally deserved to be on the field, or were they missing something there? Because, let's be honest, I mean, he's an undrafted rookie who doesn't look the part.
Yeah. I just have questions sometimes. Like, why Velus Jones was inactive a couple weeks ago? We talked about that. There was one yesterday that actually we wanted to talk about, which is Tristan Ebner not getting a carry.
Yeah, I've gone the other way on this one.
I actually have too. Like, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, how old is Tristan Ebner? I can tell you. Can tell you.
Yeah,
he's 23. Okay. How old is Darrington Evans?
24.
He's 24.
Yeah.
So they're not putting a veteran out there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a third round pick from 2 years ago.
Yeah, no.
So, like, who's better watching the two? It's not close. they're playing Darrington Evans. He's 24 years old.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They absolutely should be playing Darrington Evans. Those two do not look alike.
Yeah. He was a third-round pick just a few years ago in 2020 out of Appalachian State, dealt with some injuries, playing in a way different backfield where they have Derrick Henry.
Right.
In Tennessee. So they waive him back in March, and the Bears pick him up. So, honestly, you can wonder why it took so long to play him.
Right, that too. this dude looks capable. He's way faster. And has moves, too. It was a sweet cut down the
couple nice plays.
Down the seam. It was a nice job.
Yeah. Couple nice
I'm players. Not saying he's going to, you know, we don't have, I'm not saying we got Barry Sanders in his prime on our hands, but I'd like to see more.
Yeah. But it's something I think there's been some fair questions at times with how some things have been handled, but also they're not just not good.
Well, no, they're not. And Dan Pompey teed it up in The Athletic today. Is this the worst Bears team ever? I haven't looked at them that way, and I don't look at them that way. They've been way too competitive in way too many games for me to say they're the worst Bears team ever. But they do. It is on the table that they could become the first Bears team in the history of the Bears to lose 14 games. No Bears team has ever done that before.
I mean, the number one pick is not completely out of the question at this point. I would say
it's highly unlikely. But
I
yeah.
still think the 2014 team is worse. Because it was just completely dysfunctional. The defense.
That team won 5 games, though.
They did, but did they start 3-1?
I'm gonna pull it up right now. I'm not arguing against you, by the way. I'm just giving all the facts. The 2014 team.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts, brother. That was the last year of Trestman. They were outscored by 123 points, yeah. Which was 3 more points being outscored in the 3-13. John Fox, second to his last, was the leading passer on that team, was Matt Barkley. Congratulations, Bears. 2014, the Bears started out. You're correct. You're not. They were 2-1. They lost to the Bills in overtime 23-20. They could have been 3-0. Then they won at San Francisco, won at the Jets, and then got smoked by Green Bay to go to 2-2. They were 3-3 after beating Atlanta.
But this defense by the end of the year could end up being worse than that one. And I've always considered that the worst defense that I've seen in Bears. My Bears history.
It's on the table.
But I would also say that that defense probably had more talent than where this one's going now.
Yes.
And I would already say that this defensive line has to be worse. I mean, this D-line, there basically aren't defensive ends on the field.
Right.
There's no pass rush.
Right. They just run into the offensive line and do nothing. That's what's going on. And when they... And the Allen Williams part, he's got to do something. When they blitz more, they're worse.
Yeah, they can't.
They get shredded because they don't get there when they blitz.
And now they don't have Eddie Jackson out there. They didn't play with Kyler Gordon. They didn't play with Jaquan Brisker. So maybe those two guys come back this week. They need those two guys to come back this week. Otherwise, I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love or whoever.
Mike White is not. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Justin Herbert. He's Mike White, and but the guy's setting records right now because he got to play the Bears. So congratulations. And Mubs, you're right. I did fall in love with Ebner a couple of weeks ago and wanted to see more. However, I got to have my eyes open like everybody else out here, and Ebner versus Evans right now, I want to see more of Evans. Which is kind of amazing. You're a head football coach. You watch these guys every single day in practice.
Yeah, Evans one doesn't bother me because you have a really good running back in David Montgomery. You have a really good second running back in Khalil Herbert, who might be better than the first running back I mentioned. Okay, and then who are you going to go to third when one of those guys gets hurt? You're going to go to the rookie you drafted this year to see what you have in him. That didn't work out. Now you get to Darrington Evans.
Okay.
That's just a depth chart thing. That's not – I don't have a problem with how they've handled the running backs.
I'm not making it a big deal as far as 1 to 10 in this being what level of mess up is. It's a at best a 2. But I still also, as somebody who was always trying to make random teams and getting cut and always felt like I was better than the last guy on the bench, let's get it right. Let's get Carm in there as the 12th guy over my guy Dan Margulies, who couldn't make a layup.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
I went to my junior high basketball career. Actually, that was freshman B. Didn't make the freshman B team.
Hey, I was freshman B.
I was one of 4 that got cut.
I got cut sophomore year. It was actually a depressing thing because I got really good by my senior year, but I was not on the I took basketball gym my junior and senior year, which means every day I just played ball.
It's greatest.
It's amazing.
Greatest.
I got pretty good. I had some handles.
Yeah.
But no, not good enough for the team.
I was a good basketball player.
CHGO pickup game.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, we do. I'm now a chucker. It's over for me.
Oh, I would still go. Let's go.
Torn Achilles here and there.
You and I have played basketball together within the last 5 years.
I mean, I have not been hooping much because, you know, I'm very much into my incredible tennis career. However, I'm just trying to think.
Where's your medal?
I didn't break it today. I'll break it tomorrow. Thank you.
The one that broke last week?
Yes, but I still have.
No, wait, didn't.
Maybe I'll bring a trophy in. Didn't Why don't I bring a trophy?
Well, didn't you not win your
I did. I didn't get a new medal from.
You didn't.
I gotta talk to my guy Cyrus. I didn't see a medal for the 408 Deer Creek Championship. There's no medal.
Come on, Cyrus.
Cyrus is doing a great Step job. I got Cyrus. No beef with
no,
Cyrus.
No, I got beef with Cyrus. The dude's been pouring his heart and soul into tennis. No, give him a damn trophy.
You can't go with Cyrus. The guy's like the Gestapo. You got on that guy's bad side. You're playing on the wrong nights, and he's going to get kicked out of the league. He's got way too much power. Cyrus, everything you've done is fine. I don't need a medal. You're amazing. it's Seinfeld. No suit for you with Cyrus. He sent out a violent email. Listen, I expect the balls back, and I expect you to text me your score before you leave the facility after you're done. I'm not chasing after all y'all. You got it, my friend. I got you. Okay,
I mean, I think that's fair.
Back to Darrington Evans.
The guy's volunteering his time.
He is.
Don't make him pick up the balls. That's not cool.
No, none of it. I want to scream at everybody else in there. Hey, who's not doing it right? I got you.
Probably that Kirschenbaum guy.
Kirschenbaum screwing everything
It could be Kirschenbaum.
Does Kirschenbaum have any idea he could mention on the show once a day?
He does, and I'm supposed to text him. I'm supposed to send him the link of the show, and I'm afraid to because he's always getting trolled, and I don't really want him to know how bad he's getting hit, so I haven't sent it.
Kirschenbaum.
Whatever, Kirschenbaum. Step it up and beat Carm, and then you'll...
Nah, he can't. This now. Not. I got bumped up. He's sitting down because he didn't...
Oh, that's right. He got promoted to the
I'm up to 4-5-B. He's still at 4-0-8. Dude, scuffling down there. Anyway, can we get back on track? I've got 8,000 Bears thoughts that we need to get to.
Okay, let's get to them. First of all, we got to tell you about Shady Rays, though. They never understood why sunglasses were so expensive, and they set out to change it. You don't have to break the bank. For quality sunglasses this fall, our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, durability, and styles catered to everyone and every lifestyle. And the best part about Shady Rays is they have the most insane protection program in all of eyewear. They're lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break them on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. And even with that strong of a protection program, they still managed to make quality that is backed up by over 200,000 five-star reviews. They also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order placed and have donated over 20 million meals to date. Shady Rays stands behind their product and told our team that if anyone has a problem, they throw profit out the window. They do what it takes to get it right with free returns and exchanges. You either love the shades or Shady Rays will pay to ship them back.
You look good, Lawrence.
Looking good.
Thank you.
And it takes a lot. So Shady Rays is truly amazing.
Ooh, wow.
That was wrong. Nice. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm going to mute your mic.
Yeah.
That was cold. Shady Rays is running their deepest deal of the season. Use code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs at shadyrays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for as low as $54.
BOGO.
Only at shadyrays.com where you can find all their newest and best shades.
So I talked about last week how Next Evo was going to get me to the next level, taking the pills, dropping in a nice solid cream that my Achilles would somehow miraculously heal and I was going to win a tennis title. And all that happened. I don't think I get it done without Next Evo. Let me tell you something. Next Evo Naturals, they developed the smart sorb technology. You put it on the Achilles and all of a sudden just goes in there and it starts feeling amazing. It's clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD four times better than the regular CBD oil. Because oil just doesn't mix with your water-based body. So I started doing the cream, started taking the pill, and yes, all of a sudden, my body was having a healthy inflammatory response. I was feeling better with the revived CBD complex. So this is what you do. You don't want to sell for less. You want to get the good stuff. You can get up to 25% off and do this by subscribing and spending $40 or more, 40 bucks. That's it. Or more at nextevo.com, nextevo.com/recover. Use the promo code BEARS. That's NextEvo, NextEvo.com/recover. Promo code BEARS. You'll love the cream. Take the pill. You feel great. And next thing you know, you're taking down next opponent, Mayank, Wednesday night.
Who?
To Mayank. He's a problem. I'm a heavy underdog as we've moved up a level. The losses are going to start piling in here. Mayank has whipped me every time we've played, but I'm going to, maybe with next Evo, I can get over the top this time. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. If it works this week, then we really have something.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's talk about the draft, shall we?
Sure.
Just want to point out that the Bears right now, if they were to not win another game this season, are already guaranteed a top four pick if they don't win another game. So if they lose out, regardless of tiebreakers, everything else, they would at least be in the top four. That is because if you look at, and we can put this up right now, this is the current draft order. This is how it looks right now. As the Bears sit at 3-9, they would have the number two overall pick. However, as we talked about yesterday a little bit, Braggs couldn't handle the math involved.
Math is hard.
But basically, you see the teams on this graphic here, if you're watching on YouTube, that also have three wins, the Rams, Denver, because they are the teams that determine those 3 and 4 picks, even though Detroit gets the Rams pick, Seattle gets Denver's pick. And then Pittsburgh is also at three wins. They play tonight. So the Bears would actually lose tiebreakers to all of those teams. Once the Bears have their bye week, the Rams could lose again. Obviously, Denver could lose again.
Now, so wait, though, can those tiebreakers change over the next however many weeks we have left here?
Technically, yes.
Because what is it?
It's the strength of schedule.
The strength of the schedule.
Yeah, which basically means the overall record of the opponents that you're facing. So, yes, yeah, those are going to change, but not drastically.
But aren't they all within, like, 510 to 540 or whatever the heck it is?
No. There's a big enough gap because, like, the Bears' strength of schedule is right now, according to Tankathon, 568. And the Rams are 487.
Good gosh.
So, in fact, the Bears and the Packers right now are tied for the
so that
highest
number,
strength of schedule in the entire league.
That number includes the future opponents,
yes,
on the schedule? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
it's
that's
using all 17 opponents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go back to the graphic for one more?
I can. Would you like me to?
I would love you to, Lawrence. Thank you so much. Well, it's just interesting. When you look at the Rams' schedule, they're playing Vegas. Someone's got to win. So that's...
Well, real quick, let me just finish why it's top four.
Okay.
Because the Rams and Broncos play each other. So one of those
there
teams is going to get a win.
Right.
Or even if they tie, actually, that would probably be the best case scenario because then they both fall. But so one of those teams is going to end up having four wins. Pittsburgh could have a win tonight. They could go into Indy and win. So by the end of today, it could already be top three. Again, that's only if the Bears don't win another game. And I think the question is, but if you want to go through the Rams schedule, you can.
You can't beat Jeff Saturday on a Monday.
No, there's games that they have to play where someone's going to win. They're playing the Broncos and they're playing the Raiders. They've got the Seahawks twice, and Seattle's had a surprising year. But I would think they would. I like them to win one of them. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, maybe.
They can beat the Seahawks.
I think the odds are probably all those teams win one more game.
For sure.
But probably even including the Bears, maybe?
Yes, the Bears are not going to lose out. I don't know about that. I don't think they're losing out.
Do you think they beat the Packers this week?
That coin flip to me.
Oh, really?
You don't think so? Without Rodgers? You don't think this game's a coin flip?
Again, have you watched the Bears' defense? I don't think it matters.
You think that Jordan Love's going to walk out there and start firing the ball around to who?
Jordan Love looked pretty
decent. Christian Watson,
yeah,
who is apparently Jerry Rice all of a sudden.
He's had a good year. That's one.
He's had a good six weeks.
Okay.
But he's not a problem.
Maybe I'm wrong here. I'm not terrified by the Packers.
I don't think they have a chance if Fields doesn't play. If Fields does play, they have a chance because they could score a bunch of points. The Packers gave up like 363
rushing yards.
That's insane. So the Bears should be able to run the ball at will, especially if Fields plays. But that's the thing is, even if Fields plays, are you going to want to have him running the way he has? Probably not.
The Fields part of this equation that we have not touched on today, and I don't know if what's true and what's not true because it's been a very weird week with Bears transparency, and maybe they are being transparent, but I feel like they very much knew that Fields was not playing on Sunday, and they knew it a long time ago.
Yes.
And so forget about transparency. Let's not give any benefits to the doubt. He wasn't cleared then, according to doctors yesterday. So they did not protect the quarterback from himself. They cannot claim that if that's accurate. They were not given the option.
Did they claim that?
In some of their tweets they did, or different places I had read that the Bears were going, you know, they put it out there like, do you protect the player from himself? Mm. They didn't say that they did that, but that was going to be a factor in their decision. Well, yeah. It's not a factor in their decision if the doctor didn't clear you. So I wonder how much they would actually factor protecting the player and their future if indeed he gets cleared this week, which I would think is, well, it's obviously a greater chance than it was last week. And I don't know how much greater, but maybe it's significantly greater. And then do the Bears step in and say, hey, Justin, yes, the doctor says you can go, and yes, you want to play, but no, we're not going to let you. I would bet that they won't do that. Yeah, actually, let me take that last part back. I don't know what they'll do in that scenario. I don't feel confident that they'll definitely say, no, you won't play. I think that would actually be a conversation between Eberflus and Poles. Poles would probably not want him to play, and Flus would want him to play, would be my guess.
Okay.
Don't you think? Don't you?
I don't know. You said I'm honestly a little confused.
Okay. Yeah, that was a lot.
You're just saying that if he's cleared to play, they're not going to play him?
I'm saying if he's cleared to play, Flus wants to play him.
Yeah, I think they want to beat the Packers this week.
But I don't think Poles wants to. I don't think that Poles is thinking that way. I think they would be on two different sides.
Yeah.
And I wonder who would win. I would assume it's Poles.
Well, by the way, there's a scenario in which you beat the Packers this week that you actually fall behind them in the draft order.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Just throwing that out. I don't exactly know what the strength of schedule, how that would shake out at that point, since they're basically even at this point, but that's... It's a scenario that's out there.
It's a big week. They're all big weeks at this point. It's not necessarily a fun.
I want to look at, is there any chance that they can get the number one pick? So here is Houston's schedule. And you would need... Three and nine would be... So you would need... Houston win two games, right?
They got to win two games.
And then the Bears would have a worse record, right? Yeah. So the Bears have to lose out and get two wins from the Houston Texans, which seems unlikely. They host Cleveland.
Come on, Lovey, you can do it.
But you know that game this week, right? Deshaun Watson.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Back in Houston.
Wow.
Great job, NFL schedule makers and / suspension people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll just have them come back on December 4th when the Browns go to Houston. Probably, I don't know.
It'd be
a fun win if Houston won it. It'd be a fun win.
It would be great if we can go into the last week of the season and it's on the table. At least as a possibility, that would be right. That's the drama that I'm looking for.
They're not beating the Cowboys.
They're not beating the Cowboys.
They're not beating the Chiefs.
They're not beating the Chiefs.
They're not going to Tennessee and beating the Titans.
Highly unlikely.
So it would come down to a home game against the Jaguars on New Year's Day.
Could be done.
Which Trevor Lawrence looked a lot better yesterday, and then the season finale. In Indianapolis against the Colts.
The key,
should note they did beat the Jaguars earlier this year. That's their only win.
I'm very
And they tied the Colts. They beat the Jaguars. So I guess you have to put those ones on the table.
You could, how's this? I give you an option right now. Adam Hogue. I'm talking to the football gods. And you can sign up right now, and I'll give you the fourth overall pick. We're not playing it out. I'll give you number four today. You taking that deal? Or do you want to roll?
No, because I already guaranteed a top four pick.
If they lose out.
Oh, you're, if they lose out.
How confident are you that they're not going to bear their way into winning a couple games?
I honestly think they're max they win one more.
Okay.
I do not think they're beating the Packers this week. I feel it's too early to really have a handle on what's going on with Fields, just like I felt last Monday. But last Monday I felt confident that even if Fields plays, they were not going to beat the Jets. And I feel the same way this week.
Okay.
I mean, that offense still moved yesterday against the Eagles. They're going to put up 40 points on the Bears this week, probably.
You think they're putting up 40 points with Jordan Love? Wow. Okay.
I don't think it matters.
I mean, someone's got to guard Christian Watson.
That's one guy.
Yeah. Who's the one guy that's
guarding
him?
Jalen Johnson's going to guard
him. Is he really
going
to? Can he?
What about Aaron Jones?
I got it. I got it. We're not. We can't listen. We can't stop Mike White. We can't stop anyone.
The Bears were significantly better. Well, at least on defense, they were better earlier in the year when they played the Packers, and that game was barely close.
Garrett Wilson
is also better on offense.
Okay, let's just put out there: Garrett Wilson is a better receiver than Christian Watson.
Yes.
I mean, that was a very tough cover yesterday. That dude is all pro for a decade coming up here. He's fantastic. So I don't want to get pinned into trying to create an argument of the Bears winning. I'm just telling you that I don't feel comfortable saying that they're just going to lose out. And
okay, well, let's go beyond this game then.
Yeah.
Then after that, are they beating the Eagles?
No.
Are they beating the...
No.
The Bills?
No, they're not.
Okay. Are they going to go to Detroit and win? Lions are playing well.
And that game maybe will mean something for Detroit. But either way, the Fighting Campbells are going to show up and play because of the Fighting Campbells. I don't like them in the Detroit game either.
I'd just like to point out that the Bears single-handedly fixed the Washington Commanders and the Detroit Lions this year.
They did.
Both teams are unstoppable now.
Huge.
Even though the
Lions lost. But
they lost to the Bills on Thanksgiving.
And right. Nearly got them. Buffalo's had an interesting
year. The Commanders are unstoppable.
We got a great chance to lose out, but
I honestly think it comes down to, I think we're sitting here the first week of January saying the number two overall pick is on the table if they lose to the Vikings, and the Vikings are sitting their starters because they have nothing to play for in the final week. I think that is a very, very likely scenario.
If that was at the if that was at DraftKings, it would be probably sitting there right now at 53%. Yeah. Bears are sitting there at 3-13 with a chance to go 3-14.
And if Fields is healthy enough to play,
but
it's like worst case scenario for the Bears.
So do you think that Fields plays again this year?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think he plays? You think he probably plays in the Philly game, right?
Yes, I'd be surprised unless he were to play this week and get hurt again.
Okay.
Or have it aggravated. I think there's very likely he's playing December 18th against the Eagles.
So he
I mean, that's another 20 days from now.
He plays in the Philly game without Darnell Mooney, obviously. Which, by the way, just one brief moment on that. I get that you have to go out there and play football, but the fact that he got hurt trying to block someone at 160 pounds or whatever he is, just sucks.
It's part of the job, though. It was bad luck. He got rolled up from behind.
I got it, but I just, Darnell Mooney, we're not paying you to block, and he was.
In this offense.
Yeah, right, but they are in this offense. And then he's getting rolled up on in the Jets game with Trevor Siemian out there. You lose the guy for, and who knows how he comes back. I'm sure, modern medicine, He'll be
That's
okay.
Football, though, man. That can happen on any play at any point in the season. There's just bad injury luck sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm that's all true, and I'm allowed to hate it. I just hate it.
Just like on any given play, Eddie Jackson can step the wrong way.
Which is another thing.
You can blame the turf. Yeah, maybe.
I think you can.
But
you absolutely can blame that turf. They 100% should get rid of the slit film turf that players have been complaining to the NFLPA.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. But, I mean, depending on what that injury actually was, which has not been out yet, that could happen on any at any given moment in any game. So.
I hate that for Darnell Mooney. And the amount of respect that he has in that locker room that's all coming out is just incredibly cool to see, because he is as first class as you get of any Bear that you can talk to. I mean, how good is Mooney? Solid, respectful, great teammate.
I'm worried about that injury.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a high ankle sprain, but with torn ligaments. When you start talking about torn ligaments in an ankle, that's not – he should be back for next year, but that doesn't mean he's going to be as effective.
And he needs every bit of his speed.
So that was the type of injury you definitely
– You didn't want it.
Didn't want to see.
Nope.
But nope. He's a hard worker. I'm sure he'll attack that rehab. And but yeah, that was
sucks.
A bad one.
It
that
sucks.
Was, that's definitely
straight sucks.
Not good. Yeah. All right. Well,
we're waiting on Eddie, as everyone else is.
Well, I don't think that one's going to turn out good either. To be honest. Well,
some people have been saying Liz Frank. Liz Frank, how do you say it?
I think it's Liz Frank.
Liz Frank?
It depends if you're in France or not.
Liz Frank.
Yeah.
A standard foot injury and not an Achilles. I don't know.
Liz Frank.
Liz Frank.
The thing about Achilles, though, they never announced that he's questionable to return with an Achilles. They say foot, they say ankle, they say calf. So.
Yeah. And by the way, apparently Eddie had the entire team over for Thanksgiving.
I saw that or read that.
Yeah.
Where did I read that?
That's a very large table.
He didn't have the entire team over. He invited
anybody who wanted to come.
Who didn't have a family in the area.
And then there were too many teammates there to count.
They don't have a family. They didn't have a family in the area because they're not from here.
Who didn't? Okay. easy technical guy.
The way you said that.
I understand.
Anybody on the team who doesn't have a family, come over.
They all.
That's a big turducken.
Okay. They all have families. They didn't just morph themselves onto Earth. I got it. Any families in town? I sort of took it from the, you know. Not parents, but
I don't know why I found that so funny.
I looked at more as like the single guys who had nowhere to go. Those dudes. That's how I was hearing it myself. I don't know about you, Lawrence.
Any orphans on the team? Come over. Yeah. For Thanksgiving. Eddie's a good guy.
Clip it out. There
Someone
you go.
Someone also said, was that in Brad Biggs' 10 Bears Thoughts? Was that where I read that this morning?
You read it in Brad Biggs' 10 Bears Thoughts.
Who was it?
Right.
It was like, yeah, we go over there for haircuts.
Eddie's the greatest. He's so fun.
That's like the new fad in sports. Is like there's like certain barbers you can go.
Yeah.
We got one very close to here.
They come to your house.
There's a lot of NBA dudes. And national, not just like the Bulls guys. Like,
well, you talking about Lawrence the barber?
The dude that's right on Taylor Street over here.
Well, I'm just saying they make house calls now, then like people just go to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sounds nice. My guy Marcus over at Lifetime, though, he gets my hair done just fine.
You get your hair cut at the gym?
Yeah.
They have a salon in the gym?
Yeah.
It's an upper-level gym.
It's nice.
You're kind of a big-time guy.
I don't belong to the gym anymore.
So haven't
since COVID started. But
can you still go in to get the haircut
You can still go in there, and the days you get a haircut, you can use the gym.
That's kind of stealing.
No, it's not. It's the rules.
If you get a haircut, you get a free gym pass?
Yes. That's literally how it's written.
I want documentation sent to my
email.
You
get a day pass with any spa services.
That's a good buy.
It's a good business model.
Good value by Lifetime. Like that.
Well, it's a good business model. You come in.
It wouldn't do that at the East Bank Club, I'll tell you that much. No. Come in for a service, get out of here. Don't even think about touching a piece of
equipment.
Unless
you're having lunch with Cap, then they'll let you stay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's how I get into East Bank and just say, hey, I'm here to see Cap. And they're like, okay, you're good.
Cap's there every day getting his steps in. Loves getting his steps in.
Gotta get the steps
in. Can we get Cap on the show? No, we can't. Okay.
Soon? No?
Probably not still. I don't think that's available.
I don't know. All right. Hey, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out, because right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code CHGO. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Come on out to our tailgate and check out Chi-Town Custom Cornhole, the number one cornhole provider for Chicagoland and Illinois, dating all the way back to 2007. These dudes have been around. They will take care of you. They will hook you up with their signature box style design, which can be digitally printed, covered in vinyl, painted. The cornhole boards, they come in with built-in drink holders. For those of you who really want to get after your cornhole in a full attack mode, if you will. LEDs that light up the hole, the exterior, handles for easy carrying. That's right, bring it on that tailgate. It's easily transportable from your car to wherever you need to go, like at Roosevelt in Michigan. Park, enjoy, play our corn. You don't need to bring cornhole for that one. We got you covered. Veteran-owned and operated. They can ship it anywhere. Thank you very much. Check out the website, ChiTownCornhole.com, and also make sure you follow them on Instagram, at ChiTown Custom Cornhole Boards. I want to play this week.
You gonna go? I mean, you're gonna play this time?
I don't know. It's always busy.
It's busy.
Carm shot table is gonna be a thing this week. I'm bringing out the heavy ammo.
Shot table?
Yeah, I like having a nice bottle. I like people coming up. I like having a conversation with Bears fans and I pour them a shot. We did this last week.
Oh, the one I missed.
Yes.
Yeah, because I missed the Lions.
Yeah. Game. Hopefully it won't be a too big of a windy day because some people, they spilled their shots. They were sitting on the table. You know, we get right into the hand. Herb Lawrence was key last week. Key contributor.
Wind is an issue.
Herb Lawrence is just key in life. What kind of shot glasses are you pouring where they're blowing over?
Plastic.
It's outdoors. Even with the liquid in there?
Yeah.
It must have been pretty windy that day.
It was windy.
Okay.
We're on the lakefront, baby. Where the Bears need to be. Should be. Forever. Thank you.
All right.
Just like the Bears, our tailgate could use a dome, but I don't think we have the resources.
Oh, the dome would be nice. Been to some good indoor tailgates. Yeah. Especially
like Indy. The Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's that going to be this weekend?
Let's go Purdue. Come on.
It would be great.
Boiler up. What?
I don't know. Casey just...
Yeah.
Oh. Boiler up. Let's go. We're all rooting for Purdue, right?
I mean, I don't care.
Team?
Isn't it good for the Big Ten, though, if Michigan doesn't make
the playoffs? Who cares? Well, care about?
No, then it becomes an issue because then it's Ohio State and Michigan both have a loss, blah, 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 blah. We get to talk about the CFP. Who cares?
There's nothing to talk about. Michigan beat them.
Yeah, except they both have one loss. And
Michigan beat them.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be hard.
Nonetheless, there will be talk.
They make it hard. Yeah, there will be talk. We're not going to do that right now. All right, let's get to some Super Chats.
I love you, Super Chat.
That's a good idea. We should do that. Let's see. What do we got here?
You go first, Hope.
With the Duke.
The Duke is the man.
Duke, $9.99. Please, please, please tell me Jordan Love is not going to be great and is going to subject us to another 20 years of Bears fan living hell.
Duke, I will come out and guarantee you that he will not be half the quarterback of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I feel comfortable saying that.
Here's the thing about if he is good. That just triples down on the idea that the Packers made the dumbest decision in the history of their franchise.
Yep. Yep. I agreed with that decision, by the way, but it's not looking good.
But it's one thing to not make the trade you could have made to send Rodgers off, and maybe you would have had Justin Fields then. That's one thing. But then why would you give Aaron Rodgers the contract you just gave him last year? On top of that. Right now the dead cap money, if he retires, is like a killer.
It's like $59 million, I think.
It's like, so now, yeah. And then you're going to have to pay Jordan Love, too. So just getting back to the idea of they would not have made the decisions that they did had they thought Jordan Love was good.
No chance. That's, I would say, 96% true. I think they also got painted into a corner with one of their most popular or most accomplished players in the history of the Green Bay Packers, and they didn't want the bad PR of...
I don't know, man. The fans up there are kind of dumb with him.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, the fans, that's like a split Packer Nation. Maybe even less than split. Maybe 75% want him out. Like...
Yeah, but I would even go to like a year ago. I still think it was maybe not quite 50-50, but still 40% that were like...
They could have done it. This wasn't some beloved Michael Jordan, how could you possibly ever let him walk out the door situation and there will be no free agent that will ever want to go to Green Bay type of thing.
I'm going to say this. I wouldn't put too much stock into what happened last night. I know Jordan Love came in the game, completed some throws. He hit the Christian Watson on the over. Watson actually had to kind of slow down for that ball a little bit, and then he just took off. He has some stupid speed.
He's ridiculous. I'm scared of him now.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of Christian Watson.
He learned how to catch the ball. And now
was the thing. Oh. Like, you didn't have to – and it was such a great fit for the Packers because it's like all he did in college was catch those go balls.
I don't want to zoom ahead to Sunday, but I'm going to be looking for reasons why I can pick the Bears to win this week.
You're already trying. I'm going to hit the over on let me bet on DraftKings right now, a Christian Watson anytime TD.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get a good price. Like, he scores every week now.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Duke. But Duke, I think based on what we've seen, Jordan Love can't be that good.
And Duke, I understand the terror.
Oh, it's scary.
We haven't seen the Packers with a bad quarterback in most of our lifetimes. So, kind of we'll have to really actually experience Jordan Love being bad before we can settle into the fact that they don't have a good quarterback up there. Enrique Rivera, $2 super chat.
Yeah, I'm not sure when this came in. I'm sorry. I saved this from earlier. I'm not really sure. Does this make sense to what anything you were talking about earlier?
Musty tackling Montgomery on the 14-yarder from the one.
It's in Enrique language that not everybody can understand.
Oh, I know. Sorry. When they're backed up at the one.
Yeah.
Montgomery had a nice run. That's the play Mooney got hurt on, right?
I think that might be when this came through. So sorry for the
random super chat. I honestly did not notice. I have to say I didn't.
And Enrique, throw another, you don't have to super chat or anything, but throw another if you want to explain a little more.
No, I know what exactly play he's talking about. I did not notice, though, the Mustafa tackling Montgomery, and I wish I could find it real quick. I'm trying, but.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll just sit here. No, I've got
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen on the fly here.
That's okay.
I thought Mustafer played pretty well yesterday. I think he has been playing well for the last month or so.
Sam Mustafer's had a good year. Let's not get it twisted.
No. Oh,
come on.
No.
Come on.
I just said he had a good month. He got benched earlier this year, and he deserved to be benched. After that benching, he started playing better.
Okay. I'm taking the whole year into account, and the guy has not been perfect, and yes, he did get benched, but he's also gone to the bench and like, hey, come out here and contribute right now. We need you at center. We need you at guard. We need you to help us, period. And, he's back in there, and he's playing to the point that nobody notices him, which is exactly what you want. The guy's had, if you were to grade his whole year, what grade are you giving him?
Well, it
should be.
I can tell you right now, actually.
not in a your long term starter categories. He's
no, that's the grade I would give him for the year. Let me see. By the way, I just looked at the play. I don't know. I apologize, Enrique. I thought I knew you were talking about. He did not tackle him from behind, so I don't know what play.
He has not been atrocious, Michael Renoff. He hasn't.
Sam Mustafer has graded out as a 1.27. Let me translate that for you as a fringe starter, which to me is exactly what Sam Mustafer
is. That's right. That's exactly what he is. And you need those guys on your roster.
Yes.
Sam Mustafer is, when you start ranking the problems on the Bears, Sam Mustafer is not in the top 20. He just isn't. Now, you want to say, like, you need
to
know.
I would disagree with you because I think you need to add at least two stud offensive linemen. One of those positions I would look at is center.
The biggest problem on that offensive line, if you're trying to address it, is the tackles. Right?
Yes, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. I would say right tackle because I still like Braxton Jones.
Okay, fine. So that's fine. I would love to see the Bears be creative the rest of the way here and move and figure out if Braxton Jones can also be effective as a right tackle.
By the way, Braxton Jones has been a low end starter so far.
Right, which is why I would rather.
They need to upgrade, but the question is, can he upgrade on his own by developing? That's the tricky thing there. So
we were arguing before the show about this, and I didn't even go this far. We were arguing before the show. But who's the most talented Bears offensive lineman? We all know the answer to that is Tevin Jenkins. Does anybody have a problem with taking a look at Tevin Jenkins at either right and or left tackle before the end of this year and just see what it looks like?
Yes.
I know you do. I don't know, but I think that makes sense. You have the luxury to do it right now. You especially have the luxury of Trevor Siemian's out there. No disrespect to Trevor, but we're not worried about getting Trevor.
He is quite expendable. I think it's fine.
Right. So why wouldn't you want to see him at a more premium position, which is what you drafted him to be?
Because I think he's just coming into his own as a right guard right now, and if he can be a really, really, really good right guard, you leave him there.
You think he's going to forget how to play what right guard if you move him off the position for just a game?
Well, I would look at – can we get Kyle Long on the show? Obviously not this second, but maybe in the future. I'd love to
I know
he's talked about this before, but the impact of him going to right tackle that one year. Now, ultimately, it's injuries that did him in, but I don't think he was ever the same player after that when they put him back at right guard. He was a Pro Bowl right guard that they were like, yeah, let's go try him at right tackle just because – that's a more valuable position. I would rather do this. You have a really good right guard that it just sort of shook out that way. He's embraced the position. You let him be a really, really good right guard, and then you go out and spend money on tackle.
Which is probably what they will do, and I have no problem with that. I'm just saying that you do have the luxury right now to do a little bit of an experiment. And I would, at bare minimum, I would sit down – if I was the Flus and I'm spacing on the offensive line coach's name. What's his name again?
Chris Morgan,
right. If I was Chris Morgan, the Flus, I'd sit down with Tevin in a room and say, hey, dude, where are you at as far as your desire to play tackle? Because if you are super interested and you want to try to prove that to us that you want to play there, we'd be open to giving you a shot to do it for a game. Maybe he just says, I feel very comfortable at right guard and I really don't want to mess with it at this point. Maybe he says that.
Yeah, the only scenario is if I need to see Alex Leatherwood and I'm convinced he's not a tackle.
Which, that's another interesting thing.
Which, because then it's like, well, do you have to bench Whitehair then to put Leatherwood in just to get him playing time? Because I'm not benching Jenkins. But you're saying move Jenkins to right tackle, then I don't know.
The Leatherwood thing is weird. Is it that he doesn't understand the offense and you can't find and they don't know what he is yet, which I've heard? Or is it that he's just not fully recovered from mono and he can't play?
I think it's all the above.
I mean, they spent a lot of money to experimentation. Yes.
Enrique sort of he's explaining what he said. He didn't tackle Monty, but he hit him first and slowed him down and He said he's just commenting on how all the things Musty is doing poorly. He shouldn't be slowing down Monty.
Okay.
Anyways, moving
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Enrique.
Willie, draft Will Anderson or trade down for more picks? And I've got one more super chat that sort of will dovetail off of this.
Willie.
By the way, it's Cody Whitehair who ran into
okay.
to Montgomery on that play. Enrique, it's not Mustafer. All right, draft Will Anderson or trade down for more picks.
I will do
it. What's the over under on how many times we get this question between now and the draft?
7,258.
We've already had it at least seven times.
It's gonna
I'm all for it. Let's go. Like anyone who wants to super chat me, draft Will Anderson or trade down, please do. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But I'm probably trading down.
This is why Ryan Poles gets paid the big bucks. Everything I say out of my mouth is the most well thought out thing. So I cannot go. I cannot tell you right now of a lucid opinion on whether the Bears should trade down or not. I like premium players. If there's a premium player that's at the spot wherever they end up drafting, I would be inclined to take them. However, they've got 7,000 needs. And if you don't have somebody that you love there and you think you can get them later, then that is, you know, cake and eat it too, which I also is a great way to live your life if you can get that done. Mm-hmm. So,
And then Michael throws in here, are you at all concerned about how many resources we'll now have to invest on the defensive side of the ball? Also, Carter is better than Anderson. That'd be Jalen Carter.
Yes, I am, Michael. I mean, this is what I was talking about a few weeks ago when I was saying that the Lions game, I wasn't ready to call that a tank win. There were too many key players on the defense that struggled in that game. I got news for you. Kyler Gordon hasn't graded out as a starter for me this year.
That one is, when you really do the deeper dive on the Kyler Gordon pick...
I still am okay with the pick. I still think he could be a good player, but it hasn't been a superstar win.
I'm not out on Kyler Gordon at all. In fact, I would say I'm basically in, and I think he's going to be a very good player. But he was the sixth cornerback taken in that draft, and there were two DBs taken in front of him too. So a lot of people are picking for that position. They didn't pick him.
I mean, they need to find a Will linebacker. They need to – the Eddie Jackson thing's interesting, depending on what this injury is. His contract might dictate that you have to bring him back for another year, but I don't know. Yes, to answer your question, Michael, I am concerned about how many resources will now have to be put on the defensive side of the ball. I also like Carter potentially more than Anderson, but – that's why I'm saying, man, get picks. Maybe this thing ain't going to be figured out by next year. I think the best case scenario is the Bears, you know, have a superstar in Justin Fields next year that they can sneak into the playoffs with. But, like,
you don't think we're winning the Super Bowl next year?
No, I don't. I hate to break it to you, Carb.
Lawrence, do you think we're winning the Super Bowl next year?
No.
Also, please stop.
Remember we're going to be wild card next year.
Wild card next year, Super Bowl in 24?
Division title the following year, and Super Bowl the year after that.
25?
Yeah. Isn't that our plan? See, it's Joe.
And that's fine with me.
Please stop saying Super Bowl, by the way, so I can stop getting angry text messages from Dan Weider on a Monday morning.
Dan Weider, first of all, give me Weider's number. I'm going to text him myself. If he has a problem with anything that I'm tweeting, he should come right to the source, Weider. And I like Dan. I think he does a phenomenal job. I'm not in the anti-Weeder camp that a lot of Bears fans are at. But listen,
I'm sleepy. I'm busy on a Monday morning. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about earlier this morning when I got this text. I'm like, I don't even have the energy to respond to this right now.
Can we talk about what exactly it said, or is that illegal?
No,
we can't.
Or yeah, why? Yeah, no. Yep. You tweeted out
when the Bears win a Super Bowl led by Justin Fields, the conversation we had right on the show, where will he rank? And we talked about him being number two all time in the history of Chicago sports superstars, behind Jordan, ahead of Walter, And Weeder took offense to that conversation. Like, that's just completely...
Well, I don't know if he did. He just texted me their tweet and said, what the WTF?
WTF. Well, I think that's taking offense. I think he thought it was a completely moronic conversation that we were having, and he was embarrassed for you to be sitting next to me, which is why he texted you and didn't tweet back at me. Like, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
I think it's just a clip from a show a week ago that didn't have quite all the context of what was being discussed that day, which is... Hey, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, Justin Fields has already become a very, 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 very popular athlete in the city. And what's the ceiling?
And they've won 3 games. And how many games did they win last year? 6? Anyway, hey.
I do think he did miss maybe the classic calm sarcasm in the actual tweet, the text of the tweet. When you said if and when.
And let's just say when.
Right.
Let's just say when.
That's the part that I think.
But I said in this hypothetical. It is a hypothetical. I'm not predicting that it's going to happen.
You lock it in.
I'm hoping
3 Super Bowls right now.
I'm hoping it happens. Very much so. For the benefit of every single Bears fan out there, Justin Fields, and perhaps most significantly this show. Let's go get to the Super Bowl.
Speaking of the show, I believe it's over, but I just want you to know that please hit the like button. Please go buy some sweet merch, and also that the Astros are finalizing a deal for free agent first baseman Jose Abreu.
I was going to mention that. So our White Sox guys, well, I believe they have a show at 4 today.
Yes, I'll be producing it at 4 o'clock. I hope he doesn't ask me to go live now because I don't really want to. It's not even about a player they signed. So it's a player that's gone.
Do we think that the Cubs offered Abreu more money and Abreu was like, I'm never playing for you. I'm going to Houston.
Rosenthal said it's they're finalizing a 3-year deal, which the Astros. So that probably is the reason the Cubs did not.
So we don't think that Abreu was like, screw the Cubs. Better deal with Houston.
Sure, we could think that if you want. I don't know.
I don't think we could think that if they get a 3-year deal. There's no way that the Cubs were offering him that. I'm surprised Houston is. That's a significant commitment. Also one of the greatest White Sox of all time, and that sucks.
Shout out to Jose.
Yeah. No, it doesn't suck. Great player. Love him to death. Had to be done to unlock the rest of the roster.
Oh, my God.
What?
Let's do the Sox show right now. Unlock the rest of the roster? Who are you unlocking? You just absolutely have to unlock Gavin Sheets? Yeah, let's unlock him.
Okay. We're not talking about Gavin Sheets. We're talking about Andrew Vaughn. I'm going to say this right now. Don't let karma on the Sox show.
No, but it is about Andrew Vaughn. It's about having 3 guys playing the wrong position last year, and that's why one of the main reasons.
I get the redundancy.
I'm picturing late 2004 Karm. How could they let Magley Ordóñez walk away? Oh, trading Carlos Lee? What are they doing? Man, it's baseball. You got to have certain guys in certain roles, man. I love Jose Abreu to death. It was time to let him move on. Good for him getting a 3-year deal, by the way.
Love Jose.
And that's a great fit. I thought the Padres would have been a great fit, too, for him. White Sox, not so much.
This dude had the greatest rubber band tie on a goatee or whatever you called what he had going on. Mr. Clutch. I loved Abreu.
I believe that's the captain, Lou Albano. We will talk about this more. 4 o'clock today, CSGO White Sox, Sean Anderson, Herb Lawrence, myself.
It's so hot.
Vinny is in Australia, so maybe he'll file something from the future. I don't know. We'll see.
To say goodbye.
Yeah, apparently you do this on Mondays where you won't say goodbye. Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
We're leaving. See y'all later. Take care.
To this show now.